This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Carol in Los Angeles. If it weren't for me, she would never have been discovered. I have a round of applause for me. There it is. Thank you very much. She cut her teeth on being a good broadcaster on this program. As she started when she was about 8 years old. It's been a wonderful. Yes, right.
Well, <Sutton's County. laughs>
Okay, so before we get into the serious matter at hand, the Queen is still dead. She was laid to rest. Big state funeral. Millions and millions of people around the world watching. I want to celebrate something, though, first, Jennifer. And I don't know why I think this is perfect for you, right up your alley. You can talk about it on your Los Angeles program today. It's National Fried Rice Day.
Oh, and so, fantastic. That's perfect for me.
Yes. Well, I was... I knew there was somewhere in there a fried lice something or other. Is that politically incorrect? I didn't say it.
It is, yes.
Is it?
Confirmed,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So then we...
Look at you. I didn't say it.
But you were thinking
it.
That's very true. Okay. So, lots of... this is going to go on all week, by the way, folks. This is early in the week. You're going to have a lot of King Charles in your face. A lot of stories about what the Queen did, not that we don't know what
she
did.
Well, the next thing will be his coronation, actually. I mean, it was a weird thing to watch. And, you know, the pomp and circumstance, it really drew me in. And I'm not typically, like, a huge royal watcher, but I did really like the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was
interesting to watch in Prince Charles or in King Charles' face was... Yeah. The sadness that he lost his mom, but also what, like, the heft of what's before him. And if you watch, there was real emotion on his
face. I would have used the term grave to describe the faces, the emotional impact of her death and the family.
She kept everybody together, and
and
everybody respected her, and she seemed well-loved within the family and within the country, obviously. Charles is more divisive. He's been more political, he doesn't shy away from telling people what he thinks. He's not going to be able to do that, really, as king. But I thought, well, just to get back to his face, is that they sang God Save the Queen for what really will be the last time.
Yeah.
As they were getting ready to bury her. And you could see in his face the sadness of losing his mom, but also thinking about what this moment means. And as much as he's been preparing for it for 75 years, it's something to see. You know, it's still on your doorstep.
There's another word that I would use for what was a very well choreographed procession, every footstep, every participant. And so were the looks rehearsed as well? Nah, I think Jennifer's on the right page there. I think it just shows the family was held together by her. She was somebody who'd had certainly impact not on England, but the rest of the world, not the empire. People felt that she was the right person at the right time, and she could have... At any moment, you know, over the last 20, 30 years, she could have just said, okay, I've had enough of this, and Charles, you take it over. But for whatever the reason, you can speculate all you want on whether she didn't think Charles would be that good at it or, you know, whatever.
I think she thought it was her duty.
She died
less than a day and a half after she took the resignation of Boris Johnson and welcomed Liz Truss in with a handshake.
Did she just die of old age? Did she have a heart attack?
Nobody knows. They're speculating what it was. I mean, she's 96, so that's a possibility. Yeah. They know she had mobility issues. During the Jubilee, she wasn't able to get around much, and she never wanted to be seen on a walker or using a cane. She didn't want to be seen assisted or in a wheelchair, so she kind of kept out of view. But apparently she was having feet problems.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't kill you. So now King Charles, it's hard for me to say. I'm swallowing hard after
I say
King Charles is going to cut Prince Harry, Prince Andrew, Princess Beatrice out as official stand-ins. I guess I get the Andrew thing and, the Harry thing as well because he doesn't like who he married, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because he's a bigot. But I don't know that much about Princess Beatrice. What's her problem?
I don't believe that he's a big guy. That's true. I mean, that's what they want you to believe. I don't know
who's
what I
they?
Believe. Harry and Meghan. Well, Meghan, not Harry.
Well, you don't like Meghan anyway. You never have.
They've left me together with a lot of... if you're going to make claims about racism, you better be prepared to bring the receipts and to say who you're talking about. And they were purposely vague, I think, which was not necessarily the right move with such a big claim. And it was her that made the claim. It wasn't Harry. It was her when she was sitting by herself with Oprah.
Yeah. All right. So why was Sandra Oh at the Queen's funeral? I'm looking around. Did you see her there?
Yeah, she was there, definitely. And they made a big deal about why she was there.
Yeah.
And I guess it's so funny if you start Googling, here's why she was there. I mean, this is the biggest news story for Sandra Oh in a while. I guess they say she was part of the Canadian delegation. And
the Order of Canada and Valor.
Yeah.
She belongs to that group. And so she was there representing Canada with
Did
some
you hear
other
how
folks.
Justin Trudeau got.
She was born in Ontario, so that's how she managed. She, even though she has American citizenship. Now, what about Justin Trudeau?
So apparently he was in town for the Queen's funeral, and he was caught on camera, totally drunk in his hotel bar, singing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
There you go.
And
they said that
wasn't great respect and blah, blah, blah. And so I guess he was at this piano bar singing away, and they said that he was clearly drunk. Now he's trying to explain it away, and he says that he was just having a good time.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Here's another fellow who's having fun. London police, during the funeral, charged a man with two counts of sexual assault after two women reported being assaulted in the garden where people were waiting to see the Queen's send-off. This is wonderful, right?
It's possible. I mean, was it five mile long? The line was 5 miles long?
Yeah, right. So the police chased that guy around. There was a policeman who fainted during the funeral.
I saw that guy. Poor guy.
See that?
Man.
Right. And he took a pretty hard fall, too, if you look at the video.
Right on his face.
Collapsed.
Face planted.
Boom. Right down near Parliament Square. Two other officers rushed to his aid. There were some medics there. Royal Guards took... this is tough duty because they have to stand so rigidly. They can't move their face. They can't do anything for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
I couldn't do it.
On end. Good Lord.
They're not even shifting their weight, really.
No.
You know, they're not stopping for a glass of water
rigid.
Or to drink, to drink something. They're not stopping for any of that.
There's a woman from North Dakota who apparently exchanged letters with the Queen every year on their birthday. They both celebrated their birthday on the same day. And so this woman was telling the story. Obviously, there are a lot of people telling their stories about their connection to the Queen. This lady's name is Adele Hankey of Park River, North Dakota. She said she'll miss corresponding with her friend.
She married Joe Pankey, and they became the Hankey Pankey family.
Da-da-da-da-da-dun. So for the past... So I keep on the story. I suppose that's the end of this story, right? That's it? Forget it. No, that's it. I'm done. All right, let's have... it's time for us to have... let's take a break for a second, and then we'll go through the dead report. Those people who have been dead beside the Queen and are still dead. So that's coming right up here after these words.
Napa! At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa!
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Okay, so let's see here. Police in Georgia have continued to investigate the death of that 59-year-old mother whose body was found after her daughter received a pretty disturbing message. What in the world is wrong with my voice?
It's allergies.
Yeah. This note said, "They're not going to let me go. Love you." Did you see this? Deborah Collier's account. She was reported as a missing person. She sent a note to her daughter about, "I was captured and you're never going to see me again." And that was the truth, at least not alive. Anyway, she was found dead after she sent this message. But nobody's kind of putting all of this together. Athens, Georgia, which is a big college town, that's where this took place. And she was found about an hour from her home in an abandoned rental car. She didn't rent the car. But they found the person that rented the car, was the name was fictitious on the rental. How do you do that? Don't you have to give your driver's license?
Yeah.
You,
I don't know how you would do that.
Wow.
Unless it's like some kind of rent-a-wreck place where they're a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's see who else is dead. Big crash at the Reno Air Race. Pilot dead. All the rest of the events have been canceled. This is an annual thing. The Reno Air Racing Association confirmed that the incident occurred during the third lap of the event's Jet Gold race. We can confirm that during the race, on the third lap, there was a fatal incident. Okay, there you go. These people, have you ever seen the crazy stuff that people do on motorcycles?
Mm-hmm.
At these kind of races, same thing. They use these planes. They fly upside down. They go up and down. So this guy crashed in the afternoon after doing something and that he couldn't control what the plane was doing. Went into a tailspin.
Gosh.
End of him. Speaking of planes, who wants to fly in this new plane that was built in collaboration? The Russians and the Chinese have a new commercial jetliner to compete, they said, with Boeing.
Hmm.
I think I'm not going to be too excited about riding on a plane built by the Chinese or the Russians. What about you?
I think I'd let them go first, probably.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Take a ride on a plane to nowhere. All right, it's 21 after the hour.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines that are designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Could you be here with me forever, ever, ever? Would you be here with me forever, ever, ever? Waking up all alone ain't better.
There's the Biebs, formerly known as the Worm. But I changed my mind about him.
He's turning
his life
around.
Hailey Bieber. Yeah, we did change his life around. So now the news in the celebrity department, the social media trending department, otherwise known as Doug's Dirt, has Justin and Hailey home. But there was somebody there that they were not quite, they were happy to get home but not happy to see the trespasser. The security team spotted a guy who broke into the backyard and then they chased him. They were on their way home and so the security team went to check things out. LAPD says the police were called in. This is, where do they live? Do you know what part of
LA? I don't know, but they've got to be somewhere in Beverly Hills area. Because
yeah, I would
Lisa,
have thought.
Lisa Vanderpump is one of their neighbors. Tim and Faith, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, one of the neighbors.
Is that
and
the same neighborhood that Ed McMahon lived in, where
I
Paul
don't
Anka?
Know.
I think that's
sure.
It, they may, yeah. Anyway, so they chase the guy around and apparently.
This just shows you, though, the crime is so blatant in LA.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a gated
right.
community. They don't care.
Nah.
They'll still find their way in and.
Yep.
And terrorize people. It's like Jacqueline Avant losing her life, getting followed home. This is not some slum neighborhood. This is like
apparently
the
Tim
nice
McGraw
area.
And Faith Hill have a house up there too,
yeah.
And their home was burglarized. So here we go. This is not, yeah. And
crime
apparently
in L.A.
this is the
right
first
now
time.
Is no joke.
Nah, that's why I'm ambivalent about being there. Except I want to be with the kids, my grandchildren this winter. Justin. Had to deal with some visitors before when he was single, people showing up on his property. What do you think? So you're some woman. What do you think he's going to invite you in?
Well, a lot yeah. of, I mean, look, there are crazy stalkers who, yes, think that might be the case.
Yeah.
But then there are also just people who watch to see when they think the celebrities aren't home.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to go in and steal as much as they can. And then
yeah.
if they get surprised, you're lucky if
surprise.
You can get out alive. You want to hope that they're not armed.
Yeah. All right, next up in the celebrity department, trending
a lot during like their games. People will rob their homes while they're playing baseball or basketball.
Yeah, right. Fans of Aerosmith in for a real treat, other than listening to them right here. I don't know what we have for Aerosmith.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good song. So they have a residency at the Park MGM Hotel.
They do.
You're going to go over and see them over there. You like to go to Las Vegas.
I do like to go to Las Vegas, and I really have gotten into going to some of these residencies. The shows are really good, and they can use a lot of theatrical elements. And I would imagine, I've never seen Aerosmith live before, but I bet in a residency format, they would be fun. Probably lots of pyrotechnics, probably a lot of energy.
Well, apparently no. Looking at this, what Steven Tyler... he's out of it, right? Because of substance abuse?
No, they postponed it because he wanted to get treatment.
Ah, that was it.
But
right,
it kicked off. Yeah. It kicked off. They're back in business again.
Okay. So they apparently made it pretty simple, classic stuff. The microphone, you know, there's not a lot of stuff there. But it was a long, apparently this first show was pretty long. And so, I'm not an Aerosmith.
I'm surprised they said they just kept it really simple and about the music, which is cool. I mean, that would be something to see, but also maybe a missed opportunity for some people.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. 28 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An explosion took place in Oregon, Ohio at the BP refinery on Cedar Point Road. At least two people were injured in the blast Tuesday evening. A British Petroleum spokesperson said the refinery has been safely shut down while the investigation is underway. The Federal Reserve is set to create more money woes in its battle against inflation this week with another substantial interest rate hike. A group of Venezuelan migrants on Tuesday filed a lawsuit in federal court against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who gave them a flight to Martha's Vineyard. In a major escalation of the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin raised the threat of nuclear response in the invasion and ordered the country's reservists to mobilize. Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona. The autopsy report says he OD'd on fentanyl. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a new carbon capture project that supposedly will eliminate 5 million tons of CO2. This is hard for the average person to grasp because you can't see this, can't really touch it. It's there, but it's not there. Right. So this new capture, this carbon capture project will actually pull the carbon out of the air and deposit it underground.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a little sip of my tea here, Jennifer.
Complete with the cough drop floating inside,
yes, right.
Which sounds
yep.
Delicious.
Mm. Do something, it's a little stark, but it maybe clears things up a little here. 34, almost 35 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here because Jay is not. We have to have somebody on the program every day that's a Jay. Either Jennifer,
yeah, and we have Jay, also a Jay that can keep you in line. Gotta
speaking of Jays,
yes.
Mr. Jordan, i.e. Michael Jordan, has a very interesting item for sale. As a matter of fact, a pair of tickets that were used by fans to go see Michael Jordan's NBA debut game has just hit the auction block. These are very rare, could sell for 6 figures. Why would anybody give a damn about Michael Jordan's the tickets from the game in which he debuted? I can understand, you know, maybe if there's a video or something. The tickets were redeemed October 26th, 1984, Jordan made his first appearance for the Chicago Bulls. And these people kept them for decades, which I guess is a smart move for them because they're now worth $200,000 to $300,000. Wow. You gotta be nuts. Huh? Two?
That's something.
$300K? Woo-wee! And on one of the tickets, the words Michael Jordan's first game.
Memorabilia is something that's pretty crazy. I mean, I guess if you have it, it's
good investment.
It's worth something. But otherwise, it's just a lot of junk, right?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
So let's see here. There's some other Jordan memorabilia around. ESPN aired the Last Dance documentary in 2020. Apparently, a ticket similar to the one this we're talking about here sold for $468,000. Huh? Mm. Bunga-bunga. Oh, well, again, but it's investment, get the money. It's not going to go down in value. You can be sure of that. President Biden has declared the pandemic over, finished, finito, kaput.
Got major heat for this.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
It is over.
It is over.
By the way, look, I was happy to hear him say it's over. But the people around him were not happy to say it was over because they're like, oh, Dr. Fauci's out there. Oh, we still have to take this very seriously. Because they love it for the control that it brings.
Of course. Right. Ken and I, Ken Kronos, who's an important part of this program, along with Jack Stockwell, one of the doctors that we talk to on Good Day Health every weekend, and there are excerpts from their programs on these programs. The essence of the pandemic is over. Ken says it. The president says it. Most anybody who's got any sense knows that it is over in the sense that we don't have, and maybe we never should have. That's a discussion that would take a lot longer than the time we have here as to whether we should have gone down the streets that we did, but we did. So now what CNN and the New York Times use to scare everybody, I guess climate change is probably in place of whatever else was there before with regard to the pandemic. But it's going to be with us forever, like the flu is with us, the regular flu, and colds and other things that are there that you can maybe inoculate for and maybe not. There's no cure for the cold. There's no prevention for the cold. It just is there. Those viruses, those bugs are around. And when after we've killed ourselves off in the year 2525, when man is not alive, the bugs will inherit the earth. And so if you think you're going to get rid of them, or you think we have to keep putting shots on our arm to get rid of them or keep you from getting it, I was very much a promoter and in favor of getting the shots. I think at the moment it's a waste of time to get any more shots. Is that an educated opinion, educated statement? Yeah, but like anything else these days, it depends on who you talk to. There are the fellow that is my pharmacist, and a little I tend to do business with the locals here, not the big stores, so little fellow that owns a couple of pharmacies here in my town. He and I have become friends. He knows what I'm all about. And he said, if I were you, I wouldn't get the shot. You don't know really what's in it. You got a strong immune system. You haven't had it. How many people do you know who've not had COVID? I should say, I've not had it. I don't know.
I know a couple people that have not had COVID and are both vaxxed and unvaxxed.
Yeah,
but
I was vaxxed. Yeah.
What's so funny to me is that for so long, I felt like I had the scarlet letter on my chest for questioning how this shot was going to react with my body and how, you know, I feel like I was shunned. I couldn't go out to dinner in my town of Los Angeles because you had to show a proof of vaccination.
Right. Got to have a card.
I mean, it was just, it's so silly that now, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad people are just saying, look, do what's right for you, because that's where my heart is. If you feel like this is something that you need to do, then you should do it if your doctor agrees with it. But if you're like me, whose doctor's like, oh, you've had bad reactions to shots before, maybe this isn't the best thing for you.
Right.
You know, it's too bad that, I mean, we have people in the military who lost their jobs, police officers who lost their jobs because
they wouldn't
pay
them. Yeah. All right,
but
let's see what's going on.
That being said, they love to use COVID to spend money, which is what gets back to why Biden got heat for saying the pandemic's over, because now you have to justify getting more money to spend the trillions of dollars that people want to spend for various reasons using COVID as the excuse.
So should we start a protest? No more shots. No more shots.
No. How about no more crazy spending and let
How about
live?
You do what you think is right for you? You make up your own decision. Don't let the New York Times and CNN and some goofball make up your mind for you. You get input from people, for sure, but don't do it because somebody told you to. Do it because you want to do it and you think it's the right thing, whether you decide to get a shot or you don't decide to get a shot. Jack will tell you not to get a shot. Ken will tell you to get a shot. Okay. So let's take a shot at what's going on with the Ukrainians and the Russians. There was a missile exploded close to the nuclear power plant again. And the Russians want to remind the Ukrainians that despite the fact that they're getting their asses kicked, they can still threaten disaster, but they haven't. And why haven't they is the question. The Ukrainians are beating the hell out of the Russians. You see, they're pushing them back onto Russian soil now.
Well, I think that's great. I don't know what to believe from all of this because I feel like
what do you mean, Jen?
Well, I just feel like we haven't seen any frontline shots from Ukraine or from Russia, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the strangest. I don't know, but it is the most strange thing because typically when you have war zones, you have images that come from them, and we really don't get a whole lot.
Well, okay, I'm looking at an image.
Makes you wonder if they're not just all cashing in on the money that they're getting, and
well,
I hate to say that, but
maybe to a point. But I'm looking at a large barge. You see what
I
did there? A large barge loaded with weapons that was blown up yesterday on the Dnipro River. Is that how you pronounce it? D-N-I-P-R-O. You can see pictures of the ship being sunk and the stuff that was on it. So it was loaded with equipment that was destined to help the Russians. It was also had troops on it as well. I don't know how they fared. I'm looking in the water here. Looks like a few heads are bobbing around in the water. But there's a Facebook post. I love the war is being conducted on social media. So you can get more information out of looking at Facebook than you can probably anything else. Right?
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm looking at this picture that was taken that is on Facebook of the what the, the Ukrainians are calling it, the Russian underwater fleet. Not supposed to be underwater, but apparently it is. A lot of gunfire reported today over this past weekend. And you look at the mess. My God, the things that fire people and the Russians say that they have put off an offensive because the Ukrainians went into Russia. And they decided to attack a Russian stronghold on the border of Ukraine, pushing them back. You intrigued me by saying I haven't seen any pictures or video from the front line. So now I'm looking around for that stuff, and I see a lot of that action. But you don't know if it's coming from the front line. It's not identified. It's just pictures of tanks and pictures of battles, and you know it could be most any experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right to think about it that way. All right, so in a moment, I want to have Jennifer help me understand what happened to Adnan Syed. If you don't know who he is, you will know in just a moment.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
NAPA! At NAPA, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at NAPA Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. NAPA! Yeah. Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait. They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
All right, yeah, of course, lots of messages sponsored by Pfizer. Big Dough, you know, people say to me, I don't believe how you talk about some of your sponsors. Hey, listen, they pay to be on here. They can tell their story, and then I'll tell you what I think. All right, here's, before we get into what happened to Adnan Syed, the Department of Transportation, Biden administration announced this week that the United States, through American Airlines, is going to add 2 daily flights a day from Miami to Havana. And JetBlue apparently is going to do one from Fort Lauderdale as well. I think that's apparently already there. There are flights from Dallas over to Havana. Now, these are from Miami. So altogether, American is going to run 3 flights in each direction a day. 2 from Miami and 1 from Dallas. I think they'd actually, well, no, there's a lot of Cubans living in L.A., right? They're all in Miami and South Florida. So, yeah, the reason I pointed out is because I wouldn't normally do this, but I am one who is in favor of expanding relations with Cuba. I thought that was one of the things Trump did that was wrong. I know Jennifer probably thinks it's fabulous, but I think that we are
stupid.
It's not
the Cubans, it's just the commies that run it.
Well, so, well, what about we do business with other commies, so why can't we do business? That was always the lamest excuse for not doing it. Come on.
Right,
we do business with the Chinese, for God's sakes.
I know. Well, we shouldn't. Believe me, there's a lot more that we could be doing.
All right. Adnan Syed, convicted of murder. There's a podcast called Serial. Have you heard it?
I have not heard the podcast, but I know of it. It's very, very popular.
Apparently it is. I'm one of the people who works for me on the farm, listens to these crime podcasts all the time. Mm-hmm. So this guy went to jail for 22 years. Guess what? He didn't do it. And so now prosecutors have realized that he didn't do it.
Whoops.
He had legitimate alibis for being in 2 other places at the time this person was killed. So he's walked out of the courthouse, big crowds there. This
guy's going to be a rock star now, I guarantee you. As much as it is terrible that he was in jail for a crime he didn't commit for as long as he was, he is going to have a life that is now going to be touched because people are going to want his story.
Is that fair, given the circumstances? He was a 17-year-old kid when he went to jail.
Yeah, I know.
Got arrested for the murder of his ex-girlfriend. And then, you know, all the stuff that's come to light with people continuing to look at the case. The guy who's the brother of the girl that was killed said, I've been betrayed. Why? This guy didn't do it, so go find out who did it. That's
right.
The secret to success there. Thank you very much. It's 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is here, one of my favorite humans who occupies a lot of time and space. You can listen to him and his program every weekend on Good Day Health. Matter of fact, I'm just looking at the last podcast, Jack, that you did. Let's see here. What feeds your brain? I want to know what feeds my brain. Jack tells you that. The differences between acidosis and alkalosis. That's too much acid or too much alkaline. And you, if you don't know that, you need to listen to this podcast. Dr. Jack lets you in on all kinds of things that are his secrets, like what do you eat, what do you drink, what do you take for the various products. Don't take synthetic vitamins. I guess that's kind of what's in here. A standard process, all natural stuff from food. All right, so you got all kinds of information. You get the podcast free, Good Day Health Show, the podcast free. At GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So there's the story on Jack. We're going to talk about your eyes in our conversation with Jack today. Starting out, actually, with the conversation here, a couple of complaints when taking a look at your glasses. We talk about eyewear, being able to see those digital devices. Man, what do they do to your eyes? Some of them are big and heavy. So let's find out what the alternatives are from Mariah Haberman.
September marks the start of our routines, and whether you're back to traveling, sitting on a soccer field, or just running from one place to the next, it's important to keep your eyes safe and your vision clear. Optometrist Dr. Ina Lazar explains what you can do.
We all know what a pain it can be trying to see our phone screens when we're outside. But no more. The Foster Grand Polarized for Digital Devices Sunglasses Collection was created to do away with that frustration, while keeping eyes safe with UVA and UVB protection.
And eyewear should have form and function.
Some readers and their cases can be more bulky and could prevent you from taking them around. Fortunately, there are now sleek options like the Foster Grant Super Flat readers that are no thicker than an iPhone, taking up less room in the pocket or purse while still providing the reading magnification you need.
I'm talking about glasses and what happens when you spend a lot of time in front of a computer screen. I have three screens in front of me all the time when I'm on the air. People use various devices. They have laptops. They have iPads. They have iPhones. You've got your iPhone. Your wife has an iPhone. You've got computers in your office in Salt Lake City, Jack. So, and people will come to you, even though you're a Nuka chiropractor, I'm sure people are asking you all the time, what do you do to protect your eyes? And that's a very good question, a very practical question, frankly, I think.
Well, you may have three computers in front of you, but what are you doing when the show's over? You're outside taking care of the farm. You're outside where your eyes are being exposed to natural light from the sun,
yeah,
and from the contrast of light and shadow, and for close-up and far-away focus. And your eyes are doing what nature designed our eyes to do for the last 10,000 generations or whatever we've been on this planet. However, there are people who spend all day on the computer, and then they go home, and they either watch TV all night, or they watch their iPads in bed all night, or they watch their iPhones. And the eyes simply begin to lose their ability to adapt to natural situations around us in the sense of focus and contrast measurement between colors, light and dark. And it actually begins to show up after a period of time if your eyes are not exposed to the kinds of things we grew up with before we had all this digital world showing up in front of us and all these instruments.
Well, you have x-rays and stuff in your office, so our eyes are affected, bombarded, as our ears are, as our body is, by all of these things that we can't see, which is having, it has
well,
to have.
That's right, and you're constantly bombarded to x-ray anyway. You've got x-ray coming at you from the cosmic center of the universe, you've got it from our galactic center, you have it from the sun, and you have background radiation coming up out of the earth.
So some of it's artificial, some of it is sort of, if you'll pardon the pun, not pun, but it's natural.
A lot of it is natural.
Right, the x-ray stuff.
But x-rays are natural. If you live anywhere where you have granite in your soil, which is some parts of the country are heavy granite, some parts aren't. Right. But there's radiation, radon, all the stuff coming out of granitic soil anyway that we have grown up with. And I don't just mean since we were born. I mean all the genetic design of the human genome for thousands of
generations. If you hold a dowsing stick next to a big piece of granite, it'll move. Yeah, that you don't think that talks
exactly
to you?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it is. 59 past the hour with Dr. Jack.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.